Welcome once again to Everyday English. I would like us to consider a number of idiomatic expressions with the word put. These include
be hard put to it,
put about, put across,
put one's best face on,
put the best face on something,
put one's cards on the table,
put down,
put one down for.
Now, let's consider these individually. The expression, be hard put to it, be hard put to it. This means
experience great difficulty.
For example,
you would be hard put to it to find a bigger house for this price.
That is, you will not find it easy. You will meet great difficulty to find a bigger house for this price. Know the expression, be hard put to, is always followed by the infinitive to.
You would be hard put to it to find.
Here's another sentence.
I was hard put to it to find money to pay my school fees.
And this means?
I had great difficulty finding money to pay my fees.
And please note that the expression, be hard put to it, has got a present tense form, a past tense form, and a future tense form. Indeed, all the forms of the verb.
I was hard put to it to find money.
Future tense.
I will be hard put to it.
And now the expression, put about. The expression means you circle it or spread. For example, you circle it or spread a rumor or story. You put about a story, but you can also put about a rumor.
Yes. You can put about a rumor.
That is, you circulate a rumor. You circulate a story. For example,
let me warn those who have been putting about this rumor. It is without foundation.
And now the expression, put across. This means, communicate a piece of information to an audience or person. Thus,
you put a point across clearly.
But you can also put a point across ambiguously. Here's an example.
He certainly had a grasp of the subject, but he was not good at putting across his points clearly.
Here's another example.
The party manifesto looks attractive on paper. The problem now is to put it across persuasively to the electorate.
And now the expression, put one's best face on something. And this means
assume as pleasant an appearance or manner or behavior possible.
For example,
she always put her best face on in the presence of her wealthy uncles.
And that is, she behaved pleasantly in his presence.
I'm not used to putting my best face on to please people.
That is, I cannot pretend. I don't change my behavior to please people. And now the expression, put one's cards on the table.
The expression, put one's cards on the table, means give an honest and full account of one's position or intentions.
For example,
the chairman advised both sides to put their cards on the table to make it possible to reach a settlement.
That is, each one should state his intentions and position frankly and honestly. Now, another expression, put down.
This has several meanings.
It can mean
write down something.
As in,
he put down my particulars in his notebook.
But it can also mean suppress a rebellion. For example,
the police were called out to put down the disturbance.
Now, let's examine a new set of phrases with put. One such phrase is
put something down to.
Others are
put one's foot down,
put in for,
put off,
put one down for.
Now, let's look at these phrases. To put something down to means
attribute something to.
For example,
the work was badly done.
Yes. And I put it down to his carelessness and the fact that he was in a hurry.
I attribute the poor work to his carelessness and to the fact that he was in a hurry. Now, here's another example.
The company lost huge sums of money. This could be put down partly to inefficiency and gross incompetence on the part of management, but also to frequent strikes by workers.
That is, one can explain the loss as being the result of frequent strikes, incompetence, and inefficiency. The expression put something down to as a colloquial use, which we should refer to now, it can mean
charge to someone's account.
Charge to someone's account. It is a colloquial expression. Now, here's an example of its use.
You can put it down to my account.
That is, you can debit it to my account. The expression put one's foot down means assert oneself, assert one's authority, insist that some nuisance or misconduct shall stop. For example,
I think you have had your own way long enough. I am going to put my foot down.
That is, I am going to see to it that you stop. Here's another example.
Enough is enough. We have had by far too much indiscipline and rudeness here for the past few hours. I am now here to put my foot down.
That is, I can't have any more of this. The expression, put one's foot in it. Put one's foot in it means
commit a blunder, usually through tactlessness.
And now, examples.
We had almost succeeded in getting Professor Ofori to talk to us.
And what happened?
Just then, John put his foot in it. He hinted that beer would be served at the meeting. This put the professor off. He hates alcohol.
John put his foot in it. That is, he committed a blunder through tactless behavior by hinting in the presence of the professor that alcohol would be served at the party.
The professor was put off.
Put someone off means
to upset someone.
Let me assure you that I won't be put off by your threat. I am determined to go to the meeting.
That is, I won't be deterred by any of your threats. The expression put off has other meanings. One is
to postpone.
For example,
it's been decided to put the meeting off.
The meeting was put off because there was no quorum.
That is, it's been decided to postpone the meeting because there was no quorum. The meeting was put off because there was no quorum. Listeners, in this program, we've considered a number of idiomatic expressions with the verb put. In our next lesson, we shall listen to a dialogue to illustrate these uses. Till then, have a good day. It's goodbye from us.